I'm gonna try and stay as far away from the mic as possible.
All right. So yeah, I'm Rachel. I'm a junior on the water polo team. Like Emily said, I get to share a little bit of my testimony tonight. So with that being said, I grew up in a super close-knit, Christian-like household. And the reason why I say Christian-like is because we kind of looked Christian from the outside, but didn't necessarily have that on the inside. So we would say grace before meals sometimes. And we only really went to church 2 times a year, on Christmas and on Easter. And I think that's part of the reason, because my mom grew up in a very religious household. She had to go to Sunday school, and my grandmother was really involved in the church. And so she didn't really want to press that on my brother and I. She kind of wanted it to be left to us to figure out what we wanted to do, what we wanted to explore, what we wanted to follow, and things like that. So I'm sure many of you can relate. I was thrown into sports as a young child. And as cliche as it sounds, I was in 6th grade when I first started water polo. And after my first day of practice, I knew that this was going to be my long lost sport that I had always dreamed about. But also in 6th grade, my grandma kind of had a freak accident. She ended up having to be in the hospital for 3 years. So for all of middle school, it was kind of hard for me and my family. As I mentioned before, we're super close-knit, and both of my parents were always in LA every single weekend for all 3 years. So it was kind of hard on me just because I didn't have that relationship with my parents that I was used to. School was just going downhill. I quickly wasn't paying attention, didn't necessarily about class or grades or whatever that was. And I really started to focus on water polo because it was the only thing that was consistent in my life. So all of my time, all of my devotion was spent on this sport, and that's definitely where my identity was in. So fast forward to my senior year of high school, and all of my friends who were believers were suggesting and trying to convince me to go to this Mexico mission trip. And a lot of people from my high school went, and everyone that I heard or that I talked to said that it was like the best week of their lives, blah, 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 that I should go. I thought about it and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should go. Everyone says that it's worth it. So I decided to go. And Mexico was the first time that I was introduced to worship, to praying out loud, to praying in groups, and seeing other people have personal relationships with Jesus. So at the end of the week, the pastor said, if you're seeking to have this personal relationship with the Lord, you should declare that publicly. And looking back now, I felt this like weird like gut feeling, and I was like, oh gosh. And that was definitely the Lord knocking at my door saying, open to me. And so I decided then that I wanted this relationship. So I committed myself, and upon returning from Mexico, I tried to figure out ways that I could grow this relationship. So I got involved in community, I went to church on Sundays, but at the same time, I decided to come to Cal. And I knew, being from the Bay Area, I knew that this place is very atheist, and there's not very Christian community here, so I was really nervous of how that was going to affect my new relationship with the Lord. And so two of my teammates, the summer before my freshman year, they challenged me to come to AIA. I had no idea what it was, but I had nothing better to do, so I went with them. And the summer meetings are pretty intimate. You get in small groups, you share a lot about your feelings and your emotions, and anyone that knows me knows that I am not that type of person. But I still found comfort in this group. It was the first time I really could connect to collegiate athletes, to people that had a relationship with Jesus, and since then I've missed one weekly meeting. And I think the reason why I like AIA so much is because it gives me that platform here in Berkeley that I probably wouldn't have, that allows me to grow this relationship with the Lord. So within my past 3 years, my teammates have continued to challenge me, and one of my teammates, Madeline, she went to UTC 2 years back, and she came back and she told me that she really wanted me to go. It changed her life. And I thought to myself, well, Madeline met her boyfriend here, so maybe it could change my life like that too. So not joking. So I signed up for UTC. I had no idea what to expect. But after finishing that week, I totally understood what Madeline meant of how it changed her life. So I understood what it meant to have my identity in God and not my sport. I understood what it meant to play with God, not for God. And I think most importantly, I understood what it meant to only play for one audience, that no matter what, if I mess up in the pool, in life, out of the pool, whatever it may be, that I'm ultimately loved and forgiven by God because in the end, he gave his life up for us. So I guess with all this being said, to wrap it up, if you told me that I'd be here standing in front of you guys sharing my testimony of how I came to have this relationship with the Lord, I probably would have ran away, cried, not believed you. But I think through these past few years, through the highs and the lows, the things that I've really learned is to accept those challenges. So I challenge you all to accept the challenges that you're faced with, because you never know how it could change your life. Thanks.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.